Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Clay Harbor, former NFL player.
Clay Harbor, slot to the left. The second tight end. Here's Vic's pass. And it's caught. Touchdown by Harbor.
And he's going for it. He's got a receiver. And that's a touchdown.
Clay Harbor makes that catch. A 31-yard reception. Good catch. Good throw. Good read.
And they've got Harbor for the touchdown. Beating Tashaun Gibson, 18-yard touchdown pass by Chad Henning.
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
I think the thing I've been most impressed with in Rome Odunze out there in OTAs and minicamp, David, is his versatility. And you can see that he has taken another step.
Clay Harbor on 670 The Score.
Wow, Clay Harbor gets a fancy open. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Our friend Clay Harbor is here, the former NFL tight end. Dreams and nightmares appropriate because he played for the Philadelphia Eagles. He is the co-host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. Good to see you, Clay, in studio.
What up, Clay?
You know, I think, you know, accountability is like that buzzword for the Chicago Bears right now. I want to shout out to whoever is holding down, you know, this intro package for the 670 Score. Because I came on Mullen Hall the other week and they had the bachelorette thing still on there. And I go, can somebody please get rid of this bachelorette thing?
That's part of your resume.
I come in studio and it's all football, Chicago sports. I love it. That is accountability.
Are you denying, by being accountable, are you denying that you are part of the Bachelor Nation?
You know, it was an interesting time of my life, but I'm trying to get past that that Clay Harbor bachelorette thing and focus more on the played 9 years in the NFL thing. You know, that's more of what I'm looking to do now, Marshall.
I didn't watch the show, so I'm always really bad about talking about it because I don't watch.
You know when I found out about it?
It was Robbie Triano who worked on your open. And yeah. Robbie's over here.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Robbie. Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It, Robbie.
And Tyler Farringle is also a part of our production staff. We call him Baby T.
Accountability, man.
Sanctioned nickname for him.
But Clay, I didn't even know you were part of the Bachelorette thing until I got to Chicago and we were out one time and somebody was like, I was like, what is this about? And you explained it to me. I was like, I didn't even know you were on the Bachelorette. See, I know you for your football skills.
No, I met Marshall, for the people that don't know, 10-plus years ago in Philadelphia when he was covering the Eagles. I think he worked for NBC Sports Philadelphia.
I think he worked. Okay, yeah. You're a funny guy.
I think that's where he worked. Yes. And, that's where I met Marshall Harris.
But
I didn't even know that. I heard you guys had a shore house together, and then I just like looked at Marshall with the biggest eyes, and I was like, I'm not going to ask any questions. I
looked at me with the biggest eyes?
I did. Yeah, you remember that. You go, oh, yeah, we had a shore house together, and I just go, I'm like, this is not my business.
A lot of people in and out of said Shore House. I used to go down mainly during the week because I worked weekends. But yeah, we were down in South Jersey in Avalon, New Jersey. I would occasionally make my way down there and see Clay.
Marshall Harris was a different dude in Philly.
Yo,
we're not going to talk
this.
About
don't,
it.
Not on the air.
Oh, even
not
I know about
Marshall
that.
Harris in Philadelphia. Okay.
I do miss the Princeton. The bar, that is a fun spot in Philly, in Avalon.
Can we focus on the here and now?
Yeah.
Can we focus on this Bears team?
Good transition.
No, we're
going to
talk
transition.
About hypotheticals yeah. because
good transition.
We hear Nick Chubb is siding with Houston.
Yes.
That is the latest report. That's expected to happen. So then that got us thinking because I said to Marshall, Clay, I don't think that the Bears create this much cap space and extend Joe Tooney unless there's a reason. I don't think they're done when it comes to acquisitions for this team. What do you think? I think that they may still be looking for another running back.
I think they need another running back. I thought that Kyle Manungai, I was out there for every open OTA, every open day of minicamp, every day of rookie minicamp at Hallis Hall. I saw it all. Kyle Manungai improved. He's a guy that's got probably more burst than you would think. He catches the ball much better than I thought he did. Watching him at Rutgers, I didn't think the guy could catch football. He catches football. Obviously, you've probably heard people talking about that long drive. Caleb Williams, he caught the touchdown after having a nice catch before that. So the guy is more versatile than you would think. He's not just run it between the tackles, 3 yards in a cloud of dust type player. So I like Kyle Manungai. I think Roshan Johnson is a guy that could have a big year, but he hasn't shown that yet. And, looking at him in OTAs and minicamp, he needs pads on before he starts to pop. He's one of those guys that's a break tackle guy. He's not a guy that's got a ton of burst, so you're not really seeing much out of him there. But let's just hypothetically say DeAndre Swift gets hurt. Any player can get hurt at any time. Now your two running backs are Kyle Manungai and Roshan Johnson.
Don't forget about Ian Wheeler.
Ian Wheeler coming off of an ACL injury. So I think that is a position that they need to address. And I got two letters for you, and I'm not just kidding. That's J.K.
Okay.
J.K.'s still out there.
Dobbins.
You want them to go
Dobbins.
Sign him?
I looked at his tape. I said, okay, this guy's got injury history, longer than the list of, a long list. Santa's wish list. I mean, this guy's got a long injury history, too. Played in 14 games last year, career high in yards, had a career high in touchdowns. The guy looked explosive. He looked like he had some wiggle. He's more of a downhill runner that would fit with DeAndre Swift. I think J.K. Dobbins and DeAndre Swift would be a nice 1-2 combo, and you wouldn't have to rely so heavily on either Roshan or Kyle Manungai, would take some pressure off of those backs.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I just think that there's somebody else that is going to be added to this team just based on the amount of cap space alone. They know they can't take that with them next year. I know you have to have a certain amount to be able to just operate the operating cost, but I agree. I think that Dobbins would be a really good fit. I also like the stat, Clay, that he was 7th in the NFL last year in yards after contact per carry.
That's a huge
you
stat.
You hit him and he doesn't go down.
That's a huge stat. To me, that's one of the biggest stats for a running back. When you're blocking for a running back, you want him to be able to run through those arm tackles. And that's something DeAndre Swift does not do well. He was in the 40s in that same stat. I was just checking that out. The year before Ben Johnson called plays in Detroit, Swift averaged 12.5 carries a game. When Ben Johnson started calling plays in Detroit, he averaged 7 carries per game. He obviously used Swift a lot in the passing game, screens, moved him around, versatile piece, but he wasn't a guy that he was giving the ball to that often. We're talking sporadically.
I'm looking at this situation right now, and if they don't go and add another running back, it's giving me Kyle Shanahan vibes of we're just going to plug and play. Maybe even a little Mike McDaniel. We're just going to plug and play. We don't necessarily have to have an elite back to get things done on offense. Now, that's worked in a variety of ways because eventually Kyle Shanahan and the crew, they went out and got a guy who is an elite running back. So maybe for the time being, he figures he can scheme it up, has the offensive weapons at other positions, and will tailor his offense, not to neglect the running game for sure, but says, I have enough to get by in year one. Is that something that could be a possibility in your eyes?
I think so, especially with a guy like Luther Burden and obviously DJ Moore. These are high run after catch type guys. So you can treat a quick throw as a run. Even from the slot, quick throw, get 5 yards, get the ball in one of these guys' hands. Luther Burden is incredible after the catch. He was the best receiver in the entire draft after the catch. Super explosive. If you take just his top 25 plays, and watch those. There's sometimes he maybe took a play off here or there. I don't think that'll be a problem with Antoine Randle-L as his wide receiver coach. But if you just watch his tape, his yards after catch, incredible. This guy is going to make dividends, pay dividends on that just because he's so good once you get the balls in his hand. So I think that they maybe will scheme up two or three touches a game for even him in the running game.
How concerning, given your experience and what you know about mandatory minicamp, is it that a rookie in Luther Burden III couldn't take part? And how concerned are you about his injury in general?
Yeah, you want him to take part. New offense, obviously, he's getting his first taste of the NFL. When I saw him out there rookie minicamp, I said, okay, this guy's explosive. He runs good routes. He gets in and out of breaks. He's making some nice catches. Let's see him get some real cornerbacks that are actually going to be on the field. And that's the one position, receiver, where I think you can get some real work in OTAs, because guess what? You don't need pads to run against a cornerback. Linebackers ain't tackling nobody. O-line ain't blocking that much.
Yep.
But receivers, you're still running full-speed routes. So we got to see a lot of the receivers, and I was looking forward to seeing Loveland and Luther Burden, and unfortunately, couldn't see either of them.
Yeah, and we don't know when they're coming back, right?
I mean, well, and I wonder how much of this we're going to hear about later in training camp. Oh, well, they weren't here for mandatory minicamp. Oh, they couldn't participate in OTAs. You know, that's an easy thing to discuss when it comes to potential lack of production that's expected if that happens. You know, I feel like that's something we go back to the well on.
Well, it could take them a little bit of time to, you know, come into the offense. Because a guy that really impressed me at OTAs was Olamide Zaccheaus. Said who? OZ, Olamide Zaccheaus. Remember the name, Marshall Harris. He was on the Commanders last year, and 2 years ago he was on the Philadelphia Eagles. Had a pretty good year with Jaden Daniels.
I remember because he had nobody else to throw to because people were hurt.
Slot guy. This guy's quick. He's making plays. I was surprised how much wiggle he had. They're out there doing this punt return drill. Everybody's watching the ball off the punter's foot, you know, making sure they're going to catch the ball. OZ, Olamide Zaccheaus, was turned around looking the other direction. He wouldn't turn around and find the ball until the ball started to descend. Like, that's a veteran move right there, just so he was working so much on finding the ball. So that's impressive. Spinning around backwards, then looking to find the ball. How do you think Velus Jones would do with that?
Oh, don't do that.
But I was told it was going to be hard to make the roster last year, and then he was kept until a certain amount of time passed.
Okay, so we're with Clay Harbor, who joins us live in studio to talk about his observations at mandatory minicamp here on Raheemy and Harrison. Clay, I got to know what your biggest takeaway was from those days. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something that you saw, but maybe something you heard in all those availabilities that followed the practices.
Okay, what everybody wants to hear. Let's just talk about it. The top two stories, Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams. We'll start with OTAs. Okay, up and down OTAs. I know people in Chicago hate to hear that. They want to hear, no, this guy's trajectory is straight up. He's looking good. MVP. It was up and down, okay? He's a little slow getting through his reads, I think. He made some plays. Accuracy, downfield accuracy is a little bit spotty.
Still
a little bit spotty. I mean, he made some plays. He got better, though, come minicamp. I'm not saying it's perfect. You saw some big drives. He missed some plays I know he wants back that you could see him making come season. But what this reminds me of is, Marshall, I've been a part of a lot of OTAs and minicamps. I've been in OTAs and minicamps with Michael Vick. I've been in OTAs and minicamps with Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Matt Stafford, all these quarterbacks on the field in the huddle with these players. Okay, some guys, say Michael Vick, it looked to me in OTA's minicamp, Kevin Cobb beat him out. You know why? Because once you start playing football, Michael Vick is able to use his playmaking ability. You're not just tagging off on a sack. He can escape. You're not just able to, you know, it doesn't matter as much that you're in rhythm, that the rhythm part of the offense. I think Caleb can get better at that, and he needs to. You need to marry those two together. But he will look better once you start playing in real games and real situations, and once they started moving the ball, he looked better. This takes me back to Jacksonville. I know this guy isn't an MVP caliber guy, isn't a guy that the name elicits a ton of value, but I'll say Blake Bortles. He was a third overall pick in Jacksonville. I remember he came in for OTAs. First time I got a look at him, I go, oh, man. I go, this guy is bad. B-A-D. Like, a guy couldn't make a read. He was slow getting the ball out. Then Chad Henne ended up being our starting quarterback. Michigan, go blue. And and he gets hurt, like, week four. And I'm like, oh, man, now Blake Bortles got to come in. This guy's terrible. I hate to say it. He's a rookie. He's going to get better maybe, but he's not ready. Blake comes in. I'm not saying he set the world on fire, but he played well. And I'm like, man, this guy is really one of those guys that you turn the lights on. You have an offensive coordinator that limits the game plan, that schemes certain plays. That's not what we're seeing right now. When you get Ben Johnson a week to scheme, he's going to scheme some of these guys just wide open.
So tailoring it.
Tailoring it, making sure specifically, and I think right now he's throwing a ton at Caleb to see what he can do, and then he's going to narrow it down come training camp, come preseason, come regular season. Right now they're seeing if he can do the play action stuff. They're seeing his left foot up. So they're seeing a lot of different things. So I don't think it's necessarily a panic situation that he's still up and down and missing some throws. I think it's a, we're going to narrow this down come season and seeing what he can do and really zone it, hone in on all of that.
I also think that from what I've heard Ben Johnson say, it sounds like he wants to make practice a lot harder than your game. Yeah, like this is the time where he wants you to be frustrated. He wants you to suffer because he wants the game to just be muscle memory. Do what you're supposed to do, like follow the plan. By that point, you've got it on lock. But I do feel like this is the time where he wants to make people uncomfortable.
And Dennis Allen, he ain't doing him no favors. This guy's running double A-gap blitzes, mug blitzes, cross dogs. I'm over there. I was really good at identifying what the coverage is, right? So I'm like, okay, it's a motion. Cole Kmet's motioning out. The linebacker fouls. I'm like, oh, this is man-to-man. Zone. I'm like, this guy's just doing some confusing stuff out there. Okay, this is one high for sure. No, they pop a two from some inverted look. Like, Dennis Allen is in his bag right now. Like, Dennis Allen is a guy that's confusing. They're throwing a lot of looks at him. Typically, in OTAs and minicamp, it's very vanilla. It's very bland. You kind of want to see what's going on. No, Dennis Allen's confusing these guys. So I think this is good. They're throwing a ton at him. And they're being held accountable. That's one thing you'll say about this coaching staff. Eric Bieniemy is holding these running backs accountable. Antoine Randall is holding these wide receivers accountable. I think a lot of these receivers are going to take a step this year. Al Harris, these cornerbacks come back to the field. Dennis Allen, as much as you're hearing about Ben Johnson, you know, the F that, get back in the huddle, you know, the, you know, Caleb was, time was running down. Caleb looked to Ben to get the play again. Ben goes, hey, it's under 20 seconds. Figure it out. Delay a game. Dennis Allen is right there after every play, talking to the defense, letting them know what they're doing. So this accountability, if that's what they wanted, they are getting it from this coaching staff.
Yeah, that's the thing we keep hearing about. And it's, I don't think it's necessarily purposeful, but when you hear everybody after practice talk about details, for example, like Tyreek Stevenson and mentioning that, or then you hear other players talk about the paying attention to details in a way that, like at practice, oh yeah, if this happens, then we do it again. Or DJ Moore talking about body language. What are your takeaways when you hear them talk about the current staff based on what we knew about the previous one?
Well, I mean, it's kind of telling that everybody wanted to be Coach Moore. You hear, I think it was Tyson Bagent, was like, you know, you're getting the culture that you wanted for the last couple years. And to hear that, I mean, that's very telling. You know, obviously, you know, you don't want to slander Matt Eberflus and his staff more than they've already been slandered. But I really think that was a miss. And to hold on to him a year longer was a miss. But we did get Ben Johnson. But I think you just see the difference out there. And I've been a part of a lot of coaching staffs. Like, as much as I'm talking about these quarterbacks I've played with, I've been in OTAs with Andy Reid, Bill Belichick, Jim Caldwell, Sean Payton, been on the field. Unless I was imagining all that. No, I was out there. I was playing with these field in the locker rooms, in the meetings, in these coaches. This is a similar vibe. Sean Payton, you're not, every detail matters. If you are not doing your job, you are going to hear about it. And then after you hear about it, if you're not doing your job, you're gone. You're not going to play. So that's how that works.
I just want to make one clarification before we get more from Clay Harbor on the Bears and many other things that we're going to talk about. There was no Matt Eberflus slander, because the definition of slander is to make a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. I think everything we've said has been demonstrably proven to be true about Matt Eberflus and his skill set as a head coach.
Well, also there was just the actual tape
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that part is also effective as well. We have more coming up with Clay Harbor here on 670 The Score. He is in studio. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. As we mentioned, a lot of news in the NFL recently. Want to get Clay's take. And apparently some Bears news that just came across as well. So we will mention that. That's coming up here on Raheem and Harris on 670.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Score.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
People assuming they have information about me, that's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, you know, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's, you know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. It was absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10.
That's Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show. This is Raheem and Harris on The Score. Clay Harbor is joining us in studio, and over the weekend, we found out that Aaron Rodgers was going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now the question becomes, are they going to add to the receiving room, you think, to Taylor, to Rodgers being on the team?
First off, I want to say I'd play for 10 M's.
Exactly.
The way he casually threw out that number.
Is that a new thing, M's? Is that an Aaron Rodgers thing, or is that something that people... You're in that stratosphere of that type of economic wealth and generational wealth. Is 10 M's a thing?
Okay, first off, that was my career earnings, not per year. But yes, that's something that guys would say. I think that they will. So I got a name for you, Leyland Marshall, a name that we're familiar here with in Chicago. And I think this name would make a lot of sense because you got DK Metcalf, who spent over 80% of his snaps last year outside. You know who's a veteran slot receiver that's available that you could just plug in right now and I think would gel well?
Who's that?
Keenan Allen.
Oh, yeah.
But take Keenan Allen's on the market.
You know what? Keenan Allen, alongside DK Metcalf, with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, you have a running game, you have an offensive line. That's kind of scary.
Now you're cooking.
You might be cooking. I'm not saying you're cooking with fish grease, but you're cooking a little something.
Well, I mean, and Robert Woods, if you still add him into that mix, and then Freiermuth.
Yeah, they have Robert Woods. So that's not a bad receiving room at all.
Roman Wilson, young receiver. I liked him out at the Senior Bowl. I think he's going to be a guy that can pop as a slot guy. But still, give him 1 year of Keenan Allen. He's still got some juice. He's got some gas in that tank. He could play in the slot. Give Rodgers this guy, third down target, somebody to get the ball to in the slot.
Okay, as stated, though, so back in our five on it segment, you know how we do, Clay. Every day we do five big questions.
What about,
addressing topics.
I'm still thinking about players.
I just want to know, what do you think the ceiling and the floor is for this Pittsburgh Steelers team now that Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback? What is the floor and what is the ceiling, Clay?
Floor, 7-10.
So now Mike Tomlin's going to have a losing record for the first time in his career?
You said floor. I think it's possible.
Okay. All right.
I think it's possible. You're right. The last 9 years of not winning a playoff game, Tomlin's just this, you know, obviously you can say he's going to win 9 games. But the ceiling, 1 playoff win. But like I said, it's been 9 years since he's won a playoff game. And you go back 14 seasons, Rodgers in the playoffs, 7-9. Tomlin in the playoffs, 3-9. Last 14 seasons. So the ceiling to me, neither of these guys have had success in the playoffs in the last 14 years. You tell me now that you put a 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers with Mike Tomlin that hasn't won a playoff game, that they're going to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl? Somebody told me that's what you said your ceiling was? Come on, man.
All right.
He also said Tyreek Stevenson was a potential Pro Bowler earlier.
And I think he's going to make the Pro Bowl. I really do believe that this is the year. Because what happens is, Clay, you know how it is. Every time a guy has a really good Pro Bowl caliber year, they have to wait a year because that first year doesn't really count because people don't know who they are. He's on everybody's radar, Tyreek Stevenson is. Everyone knows who he is, not just in this city, but everywhere because of what happened last year. He could turn a negative into a positive very quickly if he goes off in Dennis Allen's defense.
That's coach him up, Marshall Harris.
Here's my problem of why he is not going to make the Pro Bowl. Here's the thing, right? In this defense, obviously I love what Dennis Allen's doing, and I think that he's going to be able to scheme up some pressure and in some good situations. But the defensive ends, the edge rushers for the Bears, and when you run a lot of man-to-man, and they're running some confusing stuff out there, but when you run a lot of man-to-man, guess what? It's timing. I don't care who you are. If you're Deion Sanders, if you don't have any pressure for 4 seconds, you are not going to do well. You need a defensive line that's pressuring the quarterback so you can only hold this man for 3 seconds. The Bears don't got that right now.
Isn't that why they paid Dio Odingbo all the money?
Dio Odingbo had 5 sacks last year. Dio Odingbo's a good hard-nosed player, run stopper, big body. This guy is not a sack-the-quarterback type player.
Okay.
They still paid him a lot of money.
He gets the pressures, though, and they're hoping that the pressures turn into sacks, one. But two, that extra cap space we were just talking about, that y'all are talking about running backs, why can't they go make an addition at defensive line, to your point, on the edge somewhere, and get it where they have waves of guys coming after you?
Za'Darius Smith. I mean, that name to me makes too much sense. I know he's a bit older, but last year he comes to Detroit and has 5 sacks in 7 games. He had, what, 10 sacks last year on the season? Would have led the Bears in sacks, pressures, pressure rate, and PFF grade, more than Montez Sweat. I think Montez Sweat can have a solid year, but I don't think Montez Sweat is that guy that you can count on to have double-digit sacks a year. He had it once, but you look at his average. He's a 7-sack-a-year guy. I look at Montez Sweat. I watch tape like I'm a tight end. I go, if we're in meetings, we might chip him once or twice. He's not a guy. People are like, oh, he's getting chipped.
You
he's
have
not
game getting plan chipped.
You are not game planning Montez Sweat. Oof. You are not chipping Montez Sweat all game. And people say that you're chipping Montez Sweat. Go back and watch the tape. He is not in the top 40 players that got chipped last year.
So who's getting chipped on the Bears right now?
Nobody.
Oh,
you don't even have to use a chip.
That is sobering right there, because that is the reality of what we talked about going into the draft. They need someone who can get to the quarterback, and they came away from the draft. They didn't get anybody who can get to the quarterback.
But the way they paid people, which is how I follow how they view these guys, they paid Montez Sweat like he's going to get home 10 times a season, at least. They paid Dyer Odenbo like he is going to turn a lot of those numbers of almost into getting home. So that's how I feel about it from a defensive line standpoint. They also spent money on Grady Jarrett. I don't think that's where they're spending the money. I think when you hear Ben Johnson talk about how much the run game has to factor in, that's it for me. I do want to go back to your point about the Steelers, though. They went 10-7 last year.
Yeah.
So when you consider that, and then just the elite nature of the AFC, you know, the first and the second tier of teams there's a drop. Like when you're talking about Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Kansas City, obviously, I think it's still every game could be Chiefs, Bills, like Dan Bernstein said, and the NFL would be happy. But I don't see how this isn't at least 9-7 for them, but I don't know that it's much higher.
I think they can win a playoff game, but like you said, you look at that division, and are they going to beat the Ravens? No. I mean, they'll play them tough, but the Ravens are going to win the division.
Oh, hold on.
You got Joe Burrow and the Bengals, and obviously the Browns, I don't know. The Browns actually, if they figure out their quarterback position, are going to be better than people think. I love them. I love the draft pick that they had. You worked the interior of the line, and now you got Myles Garrett. I know the Browns are still finishing last, but there's no way the Ravens aren't winning that division. I'm sorry.
Mike Tomlin, career-wise, 4-2 against Lamar Jackson. I'm going to leave that with you. As in, they split last year. He swept them 2 years ago. And then 3 years ago, they split again.
But one of those teams is going to be left out in that division. Last year was the
Browns
Bengals.
Are always left out.
But no, I mean, last year was the Bengals. Like,
I don't think that's necessarily true, because, first of all, go look at the AFC East. Let's start there. Second of all, let's go look at the AFC South. Let's go there too. Now, are you following me right now?
So three teams will make the playoffs from this division, you're saying?
I believe that to be the case as it stands right now. Now, I could be off, maybe, but that's where my belief system starts. Is if we're talking about the AFC, it's about the AFC North and the AFC West, and then the South and the East are just one per division teams.
No, I feel that. And people need to realize that Aaron Rodgers wasn't as bad as people think he was last year. His last seven games, he had 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He threw 28 touchdown passes last year. Guess who threw 28 touchdown passes? The MVP, Josh Allen. Guess who threw less than 28 touchdown passes? Patrick Mahomes. So this guy had a better year than people think. The only thing, his intermediate passing game from 10 to 20 yards, like, needs work. He was 30th in EPA per play in that mid-range passing game last year. And, you know, Ben Johnson saying EPA per play is very important. So if he can clean that up, like I said, get a good slot weapon like Keenan Allen, then I think they might be cooking with some grease. But the Steelers, we all know, are a defensive team. There was only three teams in the NFL that ran the ball more than they did last year. It's going to be defense and running games that does it for the Steelers.
Yeah, that's what it's been, because guess what? They haven't had a good quarterback. I'm trying to tell y'all, Aaron Rodgers, even if he's not 37-year-old back-to-back MVP Aaron Rodgers, is still better than all the other quarterbacks the Steelers have had since Ben Roethlisberger by a mile.
How dare you do that to Charlie Batch?
Is that what we're doing? Charlie Batch?
Poor Charlie Batch.
I just had to be reminded that Mike Vick finished out his career as a Pittsburgh Steeler and went 2-1 in three starts back in 2015.
I caught my first ever touchdown pass from Michael Vick.
Yeah. Well, you know.
There it is.
That's all I can really say to that, right?
Wait, what do you think about Jaire Alexander likely going somewhere else? Like, the reports are saying that he was released this morning.
I think the guy missed 10 games each of the last two seasons. In the last four seasons, he's played 34 of 68 games. Half the time, the team thought he was healthy enough to play, but he didn't. Okay, that's not going to bode well for your team. Marshall Harris, what's the best ability in the NFL?
It'd probably be availability.
If you're not available, You can't get paid like you're playing all these games. They said, okay, we like you, we want to keep you. We're going to have to get you in a restructure, which means a pay cut. He said, I'm taking a pay cut. So they say, okay, you're taking just the cut then and take away the pay. So they cut him. It makes sense.
I wonder what, I got to see what that dead cap hit is, because with that contract, it can't be good. It's got to be pretty big.
While she's looking at that, I got to ask you, okay, so looking at this restructured NFC North, I already thought that the Bears and Packers were going to be kind of on par coming into the season. The Alexander, even though he missed a lot of games the last couple of seasons, 10 each to your point, it feels like the Bears are making this slow, incremental uptick, and the first team in their sights is the Green Bay Packers. Will the Bears have a better record than the Green Bay Packers this season?
Man, that's tough, man. That's a close one. I would say, man, I would say yes. I'm going to go yes just to be a homer. And the one guy I wanted to mention on the defensive line for the Bears, I think is going to take a huge jump and is going to be a real weapon that could make a Pro Bowl.
Javon?
Yes.
Javon Dexter.
Javon Dexter. That's a guy who just looks like he changed his body. He looks good. I'm like, man, this dude is...
And he's a leader now.
He's a leader now. He's getting people together. That's the stuff that you want to hear, you want to see. He's staying after practice. Coaches are talking about him. Players are talking about him. Javon Dexter's going to have a big year this year. So I think he picks up some of the slack there. But the Packers, their cornerbacks right now, they got great safeties, but their cornerbacks in Jeff Hafley's defense, they need cornerbacks, and right now they're not looking that hot. And the Bears, what they do? They invested in wide receivers. So this should be, with Ben Johnson, you should be able to attack these weak cornerbacks and find some mismatches out there.
Jaire Alexander at 28 years old, his dead money, according to overthecap.com, for this year will be $17 million. But the cap savings will only be $7.59.
That's a strong hit.
$17 million.
I think they're going to have to figure something out at cornerback, is what it sounds like, Clay.
Yeah, positionally, like if we did like a 60-second, like, Bears versus Packers, better at the position. So quarterback, I'll even give quarterback to the Packers. Just Jordan Love, more experience. Running back, you probably got to go Josh Jacobs with the Packers.
Absolutely.
O-line, the Packers have done a decent job. But this year, with the Bears, I might go Bears offensive line, tight ends. After Colson Loveland, I might go Bears receiver. I might go Bears again. I know the Packers got a lot of number two guys.
Well, they have a lot of injuries, too. They always seem to pop up with their receiving core.
Yeah, and then even defensively. Cornerback now, Bears, defensive line. I know they got Rashawn Gary. That's like the whole Montez Sweat thing. LVN, Lucas Van Ness just hasn't panned out for him. They're talking about moving him down into a three technique to get something out of him. Former first-round pick. I mean, that's maybe a wash. Linebacker, I'm taking the Bears. TJ Edwards, so... Safety, you're probably going with the Packers. But when you look at the roster there, I think the Bears are right on par with the Packers. Obviously, the Lions and the Vikings, roster-wise, I think are still a little bit ahead of them. Vikings contingent on J.J. McCarthy.
And we still, of course, know what Ben Johnson said about the Packers head coach and his feelings towards him.
So. It was an easy thing to say at a press conference. That's like shooting fish in a barrel. You got to say that. It's like if you're the head coach at LSU, you say, beat Bama. I mean, these are
the
rules.
Do you say it in a fake accent?
I don't.
You got to go out there and you got to beat Bama.
Yeah, well, I mean, he didn't even say that. He just went out there, Brian Kelly, with the family or whatever he tried to say.
It was at a basketball game where he got on the microphone and started talking like he had been raised Creole or something. I was like, what is this?
Whoa.
Well, Marshall's from Bama, so he knows how the accent is down there.
Yeah, I know I'm from Huntsville, which is...
We are Chicago's...
Oh, which is 65% of the people... not even from the state of Alabama, because there's a transplant
here. My family.
There it is.
There it is. My family.
I mean, we are 670 to score. That is also true. But yeah, that's always my favorite. But I get it. Ben Johnson, you're supposed to say beat the Packers. Like, that's just part and parcel, isn't it?
He's got to beat them at least once this year now after all that. I mean, you can't say I love beating the Packers twice, and you go out there and you lose to them twice. That would just be a bad look.
Well, at least they were 1-1 as a team last year.
Yeah, yes. Jordan Love didn't play three-fourths of the game, but we still won the game.
Don't worry about that.
Wow, not the details getting in the way of a good story, a good narrative.
They wanted that game, that team. We have more to come here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Thank you so much to Clay Harbor for coming in. This was great.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime. Appreciate it.
That's Clay Harbor.
The Claymaker's in the building.
He said it. Former NFL tight end, as we mentioned, for Philadelphia, of course. Also the host of the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. It is him, David Haw, and Ruthie Polinsky. You should check it out if you get the chance, especially if you have Comcast. That's a hint. They're available. Coming up next, I think we got to break some Bears relationship news, huh?
Big things popping. Big things popping. In fact, so big that the aforementioned Luka Van Ness was in the building.
That's how big it was. That's next on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
I love this song. Appropriate. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and apparently Cole Komeka married over the weekend.
As he should, if he's in love, and you know,
he was engaged. They had a whole plan and everything.
That sounds like a plan. I can get down with that.
So congratulations to Cole Komet and his longtime girlfriend, Emily. And there were a bunch of NFL players in attendance. This is according to the New York Post. And apparently one of them was Lucas Van Ness, because Cole Kmet's sister Frankie is dating him.
This is a lot for me to take in right now. But that'd be the enemy, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Packers.
But family.
He has allowed the Packers into his family. His family.
I'm just here for the clip that started us off from one of my favorite movies. So there, The Princess Bride. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I have to ask you.
I know. But see how it's got a defined title?
Wait. Is today the day we're telling people that next week we're going to do the thing?
Oh, yeah, we should mention it. Yeah, we can do that. Let's make an announcement. Do you want to make an announcement?
So we're starting
This is an announcement!
We're starting our movie club, officially, here on the Raheemy and Harris Show. And our first movie has been selected. It will be Eurotrip, which I don't believe Layla's ever seen.
I might have seen it, but it's been a while. I could go for it again.
So you should all watch Eurotrip between now and, I think we said, next Friday, right?
Next Friday.
Next Friday is when we're going to have a segment on the movie Eurotrip and discuss what we love, hate, or feel indifferent about.
So not this upcoming Friday, not but the Friday
no,
after.
No, Layla won't be here this Friday. So the next Friday. We're giving you ample
I'm here
time.
This Friday.
You are here this Friday?
Yeah, it's next Friday. I'm not here.
Oh.
So maybe we can't do it.
So
next Thursday?
Well, then let's
no,
do
I'm
it.
No, I'm not here that day either.
Let's do it for this coming Friday then?
No, that's not enough time. Well, maybe we just give people more time.
All right.
No.
You're going to have like 3 weeks to get
this
done.
You're going to have 3 weeks to watch remind you.
Our announcements that we're working on our announcement.
Yes, we're working on our announcement.
I love these pictures. They're so cute.
Congratulations to Cole Kmet. Jinx.
Or as I wanted to call him, like, absolutely two syllables, Cole Kmet. No.
Kmet.
Layla talking.
And what was the other thing we're going to do this segment? Is it ready?
Do we
have
time?
Play Tecmo?
No, it was Jazz Chisholm.
Wow. Okay. Robbie, you can get this work anytime you want it. I'll bring my...
Let's go. See, I've only played once. Yeah, I played twice against Speaks.
That will put you at a slight disadvantage. And by slight, Speaks, I mean major.
And then he beat me in overtime.
Also, somebody asks this every time, and I appreciate that we have such a loyal listener, guys.
What's that?
Keenan Allen is a free agent. I don't know how many times I have to tell everyone, but apparently, I don't know if it's the same person on the text line.
It might be
line.
A joke, though. 219 says, I thought Keenan Allen went back to San Diego. He might have gone back to visit, but there's no football team there. So
well, no, they said in the next text, I mean L.A. And every single time, Keenan Allen is a free agent. I don't know how many more times this has to be said before it sinks in.
Mm. Okay.
630 says there is no chance that movie survives current moral standards.
What are current moral standards? I guess I need to rewatch it.
630 says Eurotrip was awesome. All right, so it begins.
My favorite is from Charlotte 847. Someone tell Scotty about watching Eurotrip because Scotty doesn't know.
Oh, Sean and Charlotte.
Great. One of the greatest opening this movie to tell you what it's going to be about is what happens in the first scene when you realize a certain person is playing another character and you're like, oh, that's what we're doing today. All right, I'm all in.
Can I tell you about the speakeasy I went to called Scotty Doesn't Know?
Where's this?
Charleston,
South Carolina, or West Virginia?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
So my friend and I were walking back from a dinner to meet our other friends who were there. We were all in town for a wedding. And we walk by what looks like an ice cream shop. And we're like, ice cream? And the guy's like, yeah, do you guys want some ice cream? We're like, yeah, why not? And then he's like, psych, this is a speakeasy. We're like, what? And then he opens the door and it was this really cool place.
But it was the front was an ice cream shop?
Yeah, it was a front. The front was a front, if you will.
I get it. I need to check that out. Oh, but I probably won't be in Charleston for a long time.
It's pretty cool. It was
what happened in Charleston?
Charleston, South Carolina.
It was a wedding.
Oh, there you go. It wasn't on a plantation, was it?
No.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
No, it was downtown.
That's become a thing.
It was cool. Yes. But no, that was not the case. 815, LR, are you hanging with on our Vegas trip next week? No, because I am out of town, but not for that. I'm not out of town. I'm just off. So that's it.
No, we do not want you to watch Eurovision 815, Eurotrip.
Eurovision is a TV channel, right?
Yeah,
probably. According to Connor O'Donnell in the Twitch chat, or we love Connor O'Donnell, he says, FYI, Eurotrip is free on YouTube currently. So,
whoa!
Free on YouTube!
That's legally binding by Connor, so thank you, Connor.
I love that. Because we were worried about the streaming services and where we were going to find our movies, but to know that YouTube has it free right now for you, Eurotrip is how we're going to start this off.
All right, I love it. And in the meantime, if you get down to Charleston, you need to check out that speakeasy that I never told you about.
Yeah, or if your name's Scotty, you wouldn't know about it.
I don't gatekeep. You know, I let the people decide.
I'm a gate opener. I want everyone to come into the gate.
He did not literally say psych, it's a speakeasy, but pretty much to that effect. And also this person spelled it P-S-Y-C-H on the text line. It would have been S-I-K-E. Psych.
Sick.
I saw the cringe on Dan Weider as he walked by. Mark Grody and Dan Weider are in next, so we'll try to take the North yet again. Will it work this time?
Probably
we'll find
not
out
today.
On the score.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.